This is another sermon in the series on Our God is Able. And as I said before, the purpose, of course, is not just to get a lot of information about God, but to encourage us to believe that our God is able. And that will strengthen our walk with Him every day. We're going to be looking at a scripture in 2 Timothy today. 2 Timothy 1, 8 through 12. So if you want to turn to that, I'll read it. And it goes like this. So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord, or ashamed of me, his prisoner. But join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who has saved us and called us to a holy life. Not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher. That is why I am suffering as I am. Yet I am not ashamed, because I know whom I have believed and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day. In the New King James Version, it says, I am convinced or persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him for that day. Years ago, there was a TV show that was called Who Do You Trust? I don't remember much about it except that Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon were on it. A person was asked a question, and then they were also asked, do you trust yourself or do you trust your partner, the one you're playing with, to answer? And, of course, whoever they trusted, then they would answer that question. It's an important question, isn't it? Who do you trust? In the scripture I read to you, we see that the Apostle Paul has made his choice. He trusts in Jesus Christ. But unlike the quiz show, there's much more at stake here than winning a little bit of money. Let's take a look at why Paul chose as he did. First of all, Paul says, I know whom I have believed. The defining word in that statement is know. And that word in the original means that it is not just a casual kind of relationship, not a distant relationship, but a close, personal, intimate relationship that Paul is talking about. The reason why that Paul could put his trust in Jesus Christ was that Paul knew him. And even on later on in life, Paul was heard to say, oh, that I might know him. He wanted to know him even more. He wanted to become even more close and personal with the Lord. In a supernatural encounter, Paul first met Jesus on the road to Damascus as he was on his way to persecuting Christians. That meeting with the Lord on that road changed Paul's life forever. But more than that, some scholars believe that during the 3 years that Paul went off to Arabia, before he actually really started his ministry, that while he was there, Paul was personally taught by the resurrected Lord. That's why he was able to say, I have received of the Lord that which I deliver unto you. He didn't get it from a book. He didn't get it from other people, but he got it directly from the Lord. He got it directly from Jesus. It was not something that came to him out of the blue, but something that was a revelation to him from the resurrected Lord. It was the result of a close, personal, lifelong relationship with Jesus. So when Paul said, I know whom I have believed, he was talking about knowing from first-hand knowledge personal experience, living day by day in a relationship with Jesus Christ, seeing firsthand what the Lord was able to do in his life and what the Lord was able to do through his life to the lives of other people. That's why he trusted Jesus. When you think about it, we can't help but be amazed at what Paul was able to accomplish through the strength that Jesus gave him. He traveled hundreds and hundreds of miles around the known world. And at that time, that was not an easy thing to do. He didn't have airplanes. He didn't have cars. And many times it was a matter of walking. He established and nurtured churches all over the place. He suffered persecution in many forms. His life was threatened many times. He was stoned and left for dead. And yet he kept on going. Finally, he was imprisoned, and as tradition has it, Paul was beheaded by the Roman government. All for the sake of the gospel. How could he do that? How could he go at all these places? How could he accomplish all of these things? There's only one answer to that question. And it was out of a sense of knowing, out of a sense of believing the one in whom he knew, Jesus Christ. To put it in Paul's own words, he was convinced, or he was persuaded, that what he had committed or entrusted to the Lord, that would be safeguarded by Jesus himself. I'm talking about using common sense here. We wouldn't or shouldn't put our trust in someone that we didn't really know, would we? Suppose you were going on a long trip and you were going to be gone for, say, a couple of weeks. You needed someone to watch your house for you. Would you ask a complete stranger to come in and watch your house while you were gone? I don't think so. You might come back and find your house was empty because your stranger that you had asked to watch it for you watched it all right, but also took everything out. Perhaps you've seen that video in which a person was given a briefcase by a stranger when was asked to watch it while the stranger went off to do something else. Not knowing he was being watched by a hidden camera, the man sat down, put his leg across the briefcase, and waited for the stranger to come back. He fidgeted, looked all around, but he never opened the briefcase, and he never took off with it. In that sense, he passed the test, didn't he? But that was probably the exception rather than the rule. We wouldn't entrust something valuable. We wouldn't give something to someone that was very precious to us, put it in their hands, ask them to keep it for us, unless we knew that person completely. And we knew that person was trustworthy. And that's what Paul's talking about. Sometimes we put our trust in people because we think we know them. That ever happened to you? However, people can seem to be one thing and end up being something else, as we have seen very clearly on the national level. We can be deceived by outward appearance or by eloquence of speech. Sometimes people tell us what we want to hear in order to get us to trust them. It takes time and experience to establish a relationship of trust. We must carefully choose who we will trust. Now, that doesn't mean we have to go around being suspicious all the time or that we never trust anybody. We just have to be careful. Out of our experience, out of a relationship that we have with people, that we learn to trust people who are trustworthy. So here's what Paul is saying to us today. You can trust Jesus Christ. You can trust him with your life, for your salvation, for your eternal destiny, and for everything that is precious to you. You can trust him. He is trustworthy. I believe Paul would also say to us, let Jesus prove to you that he is trustworthy, that he is completely trustworthy. That brings us to another consideration that Paul said. I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard that which I have entrusted to him. The question follows, what have we entrusted to Jesus? What have we really given to him? What have we put in his hands? What have we asked him to safeguard for us? There are a couple of songs that I remember, and I think they sort of help us to understand or see what it means to put our trust in Jesus Christ, as the Apostle Paul did, of course. The first song is, put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Now, it's not the greatest song in the world, but I think it expresses a truth. To trust Jesus is as simple as a little child putting his hand in the hand of his father. The little child will feel safe and secure as long as his hand is in his father's hand, as long as he is holding that hand. We should feel the same way, my friends, as we walk along day by day with the Lord. It's a simple thing, really. It's a matter of putting our life in his hands. It's a matter of putting our hand in his hands. It's a matter of trusting Jesus. Jesus promised us that he would never leave us or forsake us. Just think about that promise for a moment. He promised that he would never leave you or me, never forsake us. Now, we may leave him and we may forsake him, but he will never, ever forsake us because he is faithful. Because his love is steadfast. Because when we are in his hands, nothing except ourselves can ever get us out of those hands. In that sense, we are safe and we are secure. And isn't that what our hearts all long for? To be in a place where we know that we are safe and we are secure. We can count on Jesus to always be there for us. Sometimes people tell us, now, I'm going to be there for you. And when the crunch comes, they take off. And we never see them. They weren't trustworthy. Sometimes people will disappoint us. They may not intend to do that, but they do. Because people are people. But there are people that we can trust as well. There are people we know that we can trust with our lives. And they are trustworthy. The second song I want to suggest to you is Give Them All to Jesus. I don't know if you've ever heard that song. But we don't have to carry all of our burdens and cares, my friend. We don't have to carry them with us wherever we go, and sort of like having a knapsack on our back, and we put all of our cares and all of our worries, all of our fears and everything in that knapsack, and we carry them around, and it sort of loads us down. If you could get a spiritual picture of that, of people coming into the church building and they're all carrying these cares upon their backs, and they sit down and they sit through the service. And then they pick up their cares and walk out and leave the same way that they came in. Many people deal with overwhelming cares every day of their lives. And they try to handle them alone. But we don't have to do that. Peter says, cast all your care on him, for he cares for you. He wants to help us. He doesn't want us to try to get by ourselves. Instead of giving all of our cares to the Lord, we hold on to them, and they weighed us down. I remember hearing a testimony by a woman who lived much of her life without any reference to the Lord. It's hard for us to imagine, perhaps, but do you know that there are people who go through their whole lifetime and they never have any exposure to the Lord? They never come into contact with anybody who even has any contact with the Lord? They don't know about the Bible. They don't know about the Word of God. They're sort of insulated in that sense. And that's the way she was. She was broken, lonely, an alcoholic, and a drug addict. And one day she met some Christians. And after talking about all her problems, one of the Christians said to her, "You certainly do have a lot of troubles. You have a lot of problems. Why don't you give them to Jesus?" And she said, "Well, you make that sound like it's as simple as giving suitcases to a porter." And he said, "That's about it. You don't have to carry those things yourself. You don't have to try to do it alone. Because Jesus is there to help us. Give them all to Jesus. We can either hold on to them or we can give them to Him." Jesus said that He will keep safe whatever we entrust to Him. Of course, there's another side to it. Only that which we entrust to Jesus, only that will ever be completely safe in this life, in this world. We may have something that is precious to us today, and we may try to hold on to it with all of our might, but there's no guarantee we'll be able to keep it. That's why Jesus said, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven." Whatever we try to keep, we may eventually lose. But whatever we commit into Jesus' hands will be there for us forever. So doesn't it make sense to give it all to Jesus? To give Him all those cares, all those problems, all those worries, all those fears? Because He's the only one, really, who is strong enough, capable enough to handle them and to carry them for us. So let's take an honest look at our lives today to see what we have committed to the Lord. Is there something that we are holding on to? Is there something we're holding back from Him? The only way that we will find, as Paul did, that Jesus is completely trustworthy is simply to trust Him. Have you trusted Jesus with your life? Have you put your life in His hands? And remember, He wants us to put our whole lives in His hands. Now, we don't do that all at once. We don't do that in one fell swoop. But little by little, we should be giving Him more and more of us, day by day. So let me ask you again, have you trusted Jesus with your life? Have you trusted Him for your salvation? And are you giving Him more and more of your life each and every day? Remember the words of an old familiar hymn, "Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for the promise of Jesus. That if we come to Him, if we put our lives and all that is precious and important and dear to us in His hands, that He will keep them for us. He will safeguard that. And most of all, Father, help us to trust Him with our lives. Trust Him for our salvation, because He's paid the price for us. help us to give our lives to Him more and more each and every day. Less of us and more of Him. For we ask it in His name. Amen.